Good evening. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya, bringing you a collection of songs that I find especially interesting. I thought about it last week and talked to you a little bit about what my goals were in this show, these shows, and I'm trying to haunt you. I'm trying to reach out and grab you with some of these songs. These are songs that do that to me. Now, we're all different, so some of them won't speak to you, but some of them may. And my goal is to find the ones that will. I'm trying to communicate with you, sort of. Reach in, grab your heartstrings sometimes. Make you feel some of the impact that these songs carry with them. They can. Different songs hit different people different ways. So each of these is special to me, and that's why I picked them. The first song is a country music song. It's by Garth Brooks. It was his debut song. It's what started his career. Recorded in 1988. And it's about being a rodeo, working in the rodeo. And the name of the song is Much Too Young to Feel This Damn Old. So this is Garth Brooks with the song that started his career in country music.
This old highway's getting longer. It seems there ain't no end in sight. To sleep would be best, but I just can't afford to rest. I got a ride in Denver tomorrow night. I called the house, but no one answered. For the last 2 weeks, no one's been home. I guess she's through with me. To tell the truth, I just can't see what's kept the woman holding on this long. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold. I'm much too young to feel this damn old. A worn out tape, a chrysalid do. Lonely women and bad dudes seem to be the only friends I've left at all. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold. I'm much too young to keep this damn old. All the cards are on the table, with no ace left in the hole. And I'm much too young to feel this damn old. Lord, I'm much too young to feel this damn old.
So, that was Garth Brooks singing Much Too Young to Feel This Damn Old. A lot of athletes go through that. Think about it. Basketball, football, many careers are over by the time they're 30. It's only the outstanding ones who go on into their mid and late 30s, and almost none over 40. And yet a man 40 and many careers is just beginning his career. He's just hitting his stride. He's just getting into upper management. And here's the story of an athlete saying, you know, hey, I'm too young to feel this damn old. I had trouble finding that song. It turns out that Garth Brooks is not available on iTunes, so I finally went to YouTube and just grabbed it off of there. And the next song is called The Jeweler. It's by a group called Pearls Before Swine. It was a song I liked a lot years ago and had trouble finding for this show. I couldn't find it on iTunes. I couldn't find it, not the version I wanted anywhere. Finally found it on an old record, so this is more of what I call snap, crackle, and pop. You can hear the record crackling along as it goes over the scratches. The song was recorded in 1970. It was written by Tom Rapp, who later went on to other groups. He's from North Dakota, and it's a quiet song. And he wrote it while living in Holland, watching his wife cleaning coins with ashes. And that inspired him to write this song. It's about a jeweler. It's another name for this song is He Knows the He Knows the Use of Ashes. So here is the jeweler.
The jeweler has a shop on the corner of the boulevard. In the night, in small spectacles, he polishes old coins. He uses spitten cloth and ashes. He makes them shine with ashes. He knows the use of ashes. He worships God. The coins are often very old by the time they reach the jeweler. With his hands and ashes, he will try the best he can. He knows that he can only shine them, cannot repair the scratches. He knows that even new coins have scars, so he just smiles.
He knows the use of ashes.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
He worships God with ashes.
His hands will blister badly. They will often open painfully, and the blood flows from his hands. He works to take from black coin faces some prints from so many ages. He wishes he could cure the scar. When he forgets, he sometimes cries.
That was Pearls Before Swine, singing The Jeweler. Next up is Tanita Tikarama. This is probably her biggest hit. It was recorded in 1988. It's called Twist in My Sobriety. She wrote this song, and it made her famous. She never went on to do much better than this, but she did have a good career. There was a video that went with it that I remember. It was set in Bolivia, and it was in black and white, and it was a powerful video all on its own. So this is Tanita Tikaram singing Twists in My Sobriety.
All good people read good books.
That was Twists in My Sobriety by Tanita Tikaram. By the way, one thing I thought I'd mention here is I play my tunes off an iPod, actually an iTouch. And one of the things that iTunes does when you download a song is put a copy of the cover of the album on your iPod. So when I'm playing these songs, I'm actually often looking at or could see the cover of the album they came from. I don't ask for that. But it really is nice. It gives me kind of a flavor. This particular album had Tanita standing on the Bolivian plain where this video was made, all by herself, a barren landscape. It has a lonely look to it, as the song does. The next song I'm going to play is long and loud. In fact, if you don't like this song, you might want to take a walk. I don't usually play what I'd call rock. I play whatever I like, but not much of what I like a lot is rock. This is rock. I played part of it last week. It's Dire Straits with Money for Nothing. I like it a lot. I read it up on it. It was recorded, in the 80s by a British group, Dire Straits. Mark Knopfler is the guy playing the lead guitar. He wrote the song, and it's based on an experience he had in the hardware department of a television, custom kitchen, refrigerator, microwave appliance store. He says, I wrote the song when I was actually in the store. I borrowed a bit of paper and started to write the song down in the store. I wanted to use a lot of the language that the real guy actually used when I heard him, because it was more real. So you'll hear in the song, it's a workman in the store. These guys are moving color TVs, and the workman is telling about how he feels about a singer on MTV. It could be one of the Dire Straits singers. And it has a real earthy working man feel to it. It was Video of the year it was recorded, and it was has some rather dicey lyrics in it, which got them in trouble. And it also was one of the first videos on MTV to use an animated show to go with it. It was Video of the Year. It was very popular. I don't know why I like it, but it does haunt me, and it's a strong song. So here we go with Money for Nothing by Dire Straits. Oh, I know what I want to tell you. Sting was invited to join them on this. Now, he didn't sing in the chorus. He sort of sang a background. If you listen at parts of the song, you'll hear a very high voice sort of singing along, almost in counterpoint, smooth melodies. That's Sting. He sang, and I think the opening riff, the opening part, is about a two-minute introduction to this song, has Sting in it too. So Sting was on the album as one of the authors and one of the creators of the song, though he doesn't sing or play in any of the main part of the song. He just sort of sings in the background. But you hear a high male voice, that's Sting. Here we go with Money for Nothing by Dire Straits.
Thank you. You do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing. Chicks for free. Money for nothing.
So that was Dire Straits, Money for Nothing. Quite a song. You're listening to Harry Baya on Wombats and Music from Emory and Henry College. And I'm playing my favorite songs, and sometimes they vary quite a bit. That's probably one of the harder rock songs, more into hard rock, that I've ever played on the show. And the next song is one of the quieter, softer songs I've ever played. It's a song I remembered and looked around to find a recording of, And I'd never heard this recording. It's by a woman named Patricia Barber. She probably recorded it last year when she put together an album called Cole Porter Mix. The song was written by Cole Porter in 1934 and has been recorded by many famous artists, Nat King Cole for one. Just on and on. The list was like 20 people. So this is, the song is called Miss Otis Regrets. And she starts off by singing with no instruments, and then a nice beat comes in. And it's a strange song, one of the stranger songs I know. And so I invite you to listen to the story and find out what happened and sort of think about what kind of a person it happened to. So this is Miss Otis Regrets by Patricia Barber, a very quiet song.
Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today, madam. Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. She is sorry to be delayed, but last evening down in Lover's Lane she strayed, madam. Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When she woke up and found that her dream of love was gone, madam, she ran to the man who had led her so far, far astray. And from under her velvet gown, she drew a gun and she shot her lover down. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When the mob came and got her and dragged her from the jail, when they strung her up on the old willow across the way, the moment before she died, she lifted up her lovely head and cried, madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today.
Thank you.
That was Miss Otis Regrets by Patricia Barber. A very different kind of song. Next song is more mainstream. It's from 1983. It's by the Eurythmics, featuring Annie Lennox on vocals. Annie Lennox and David Stewart made up the Eurythmics, and they have been Britain's most successful selling duo. They've sold more records as a duo than anyone else in England, and this is one of their biggest hits. Sweet Dreams are made of this. Annie has the voice, and she's quite somebody to watch, too, on the videos. David Stewart is one strange cat. You just have to see him to know that. But he also loves to play with the tunes and the beats and the harmonies. So this is kind of his creation, but it's Annie's voice that I like best, but I like the whole thing. So here we are with Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. That was the Eurythmics, and Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. This is Harry Baya on Wombats and Music, and I'm playing songs that I like a lot. By the way, I listen to the songs when I'm playing. Some disc jockeys can just insert a song it's a file, so you can just sort of announce it and stick the file in and go on to the next song. And it's one way of recording a show, and you know what the song is and you've heard it. But I don't. I listen to the song with you, and or I listen to it when I'm recording it. And it's interesting for me, and I might suggest you give it a shot, to think about what's going on in someone else's head when they listen to the same song. What's going in my mind when I'm listening, and I'm wondering what's going on in your mind when you're listening, and wondering if we're sharing some of the same experiences. It's sort of a mind meld thing, like from the early Star Trek, where you could sort of read somebody else's mind, or that you could let them read yours. So that was a good one for that. Now here's a song that it's one of my all-time favorite songs. It's from 1965 by Roger Miller. He wrote it and he sang it, and it's called King of the Road. And it's just one of those songs that haunts me. It sticks in my mind, and I've always enjoyed hearing it. So here we go with Roger Miller, King of the Road.
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Ooh, worn out suit and shoes, I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found, short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes. But 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Trailers for sale rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12.
Roger Miller from 1965, truly a classic. The next, I'm going to go to another song from around the same era. This was from 1966. It's by Peter, Paul, and Mary. I've talked to you before about the folk music revolution that it started with the Kingston Trio, and there were so many groups, Peter, Paul, and Mary, New Christie Minstrels. I'm playing a lot of their songs. Well, Peter, Paul, and Mary were one of the strongest ones for me. I loved their music. And I had never heard this kind of song much before. I'd grown up with pop music, a little bit of jazz, some big band stuff, blues, Harry Belafonte. But Peter, Paul, and Mary brought in songs that had stories, traditional stories, but stories and sad stories and sort of history. I felt like I understood more. And this one was called The Cruel War, and it was recorded in 1966. One of my favorites by Peter, Paul, and Mary. Peter, Paul, and Mary from 1966, The Cruel War. I'm going to let you have one more. I'm going to give you one more kind of mainstream song, easy listening, nice kind of thing that relaxes me. Then we're going to do a little work. I'm going to take you through two strange songs. This is Harry Baya, your host on Wombats and Music, and I explain every now and then that Wombats, the Wombats part of the title, is kind of my license to bring in some strange things. And the song after this next one will be a little strange. The next song is called California Dreaming, and the Mamas and Papas made this famous. It was their song, and I probably ought to play their version sometime. But I like this version a lot, too. This is Jose Feliciano's version of California Dreaming, recorded in 1971. He was born in 1945 in Puerto Rico and moved to Harlem. He was blind, and his voice is one of the finer instruments that I've heard in my lifetime, and he does a wonderful job with California Dreaming.
Such a
California Dreaming by Jose Feliciano. Okay, I warned you. Next up is a wombat. Next up is a strange song that I bring in under the license of my wombat title. Again, I couldn't find this song on iTunes. It may be there somewhere. I got this off an old record, so we're back to a snap, crackle, and pop. And I think this one's particularly scratchy, as I recall. It was recorded in 1970 by Rye Cooter. Rye Cooter is a famous rock musician. And I read in the looking up the song, he was rated as number 8 by Rolling Stones as the all-time greatest guitarist of all time, number 8, Rye Cooter. And you can hear the guitar in this next song. This song is called Alimony, and I suspect I have a rather bad recording of it. I don't know, but it haunts me. It's a guy whose life has been ruined by paying alimony, and he has 6 children, I think it is. You'll see in the song, and I think at one point he says, only 2 of them look like me. So he's having a rough time with his marriage, and but it's a down and dirty song. And I'll push the volume up because it's kind of a weak recording of it. But here we go with Alimony by Rye Cooter.
Alimony, alimony, alimony,
That was Alimony by Rye Cooter. This is Harry Baya on WEHC, your Emory and Henry College and Community Station. If you'd like to suggest a song, please email me at hbaya, it's hbaya at ehc.edu, Emory Henry College, ehc.edu, and I'll be glad to take your suggestions. If you know me personally, just walk up to me and tell me what you'd like to hear. I'm always looking for good songs. I'm hurrying along because I want to get as much of the last song in as I can. Here's another strange one. This one's called Let's Burn Down the Cornfields by Randy Newman. And I looked him up, and Randy Newman has got one of the stranger minds of anyone I ever met. or I never heard of. And this is his song. He wrote it. He's performing it. Let's Burn Down the Cornfields. We'll close out with this.
Let's burn down the cornfield. Let's burn down the cornfield. And we can listen to it burn. You hide behind the old tree. You hide behind the stay out of danger till I return. Oh, it's so good on a cold night to have fire burning warm. Stay out of danger till I return.
I do hate to cut that song off, but our time has run out here, and I want to tell you good night. And as usual, when I cut a song off, I'll probably play it next time and play it all the way through. You've been listening to Harry Baya on Wombats and Music. Thanks for listening. I love sharing these songs with you. Hope to be with you next week. Good night.